Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the discovery came after his office did the annual cross-checks of databases from the 2018 election.
And what it does is compares the records on file with the Ohio Department of Public Safety regarding who's a citizen and who is a non-citizen. This is information that's gained, you know, when you show up at the DMV to get a driver's license or to update your driver's license or update your state ID, for example. At that time, you have to show your sort of proof of legal status and would tell the Department of Public Safety if you are a citizen or not.
LaRose says that check showed in 2018 277 non-citizens living here in Ohio registered to vote, and another 77 actually voted. And he says now it's up to Attorney General Dave Yost to investigate the cases and decide whether these people should face charges. Mike Brickner, the Ohio State Director for the voting rights group All Voting is Local, cautions people to withhold judgment at this point.
Oftentimes it may have been a simple mistake, or a person may have just been confused about the system and inadvertently ended up on the voter registration list.
Brickner says just look at what has happened in other states.
For instance, in the state of Texas last year, their Secretary of State announced that he found, you know, a very large number of people who were non-citizens on their voter rolls. And what later came out was that they were using DMV data that showed that these individuals were non-citizens, but that the data was a few years old or wasn't updated because the people had not been to the DMV yet to renew their driver's license. And so they had, in the interim period, become naturalized citizens.
The executive director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, Jen Miller, echoes Brickner's call for caution. She says language barriers often exist, leading to simple misunderstandings, not malicious intent. And she says big, complicated government systems can make mistakes.
Even if every one of these is truly an instance of a non-citizen participating in an election, that's still really small. You're more likely to win the Powerball than witness illegal voting.
For his part, LaRose says his office took some important safeguards to prevent against false accusations.
They have to have presented information at least twice saying that they are not a United States citizen. Plus, we do multiple mailings to their home registration address asking them to withdraw their voter registration if they are, in fact, not a U.S. citizen or if they have become a citizen to give us proof of that.
Still, LaRose agrees it's important to remember there are 7.6 million Ohioans who are registered to vote.
Even one instance of voter fraud is one too many, and so this is something that we take seriously. This is something that when someone votes illegally, they're committing a crime.
Previous secretaries of state have found similar numbers of people who shouldn't have voted or have registered to vote, but only a few dozen people have ever been prosecuted for illegal voting. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.